Hi, everyone. My name is Andrew, and this is season one, episode one of Andrew's Book Talk. For today's episode, we have a special guest to talk about the book Walking Home. Please welcome the man who's won multiple Silver Birch and Red Maple Awards, grew up in the city of Toronto, wrote his first novel in 1994, and the author of Walking Home, Eric Walters.
Hi, guys. I'm Eric Walters, and it's great to be here.
So, Eric, your book Walking Home, a Red Maple Award-winning book, has many people's attention over how good it is. But what inspired you to write this book?
Well, I got my inspiration from a walk back in June 2012 when I led a group of volunteers on an adventure. The reason for the walk was that we were taking four orphans to a place that surprisingly we've never seen before, their own country. The walk was almost 200 kilometers, and everything that happened in that journey inspired the story Muchaki and Jata on their 200-kilometer walk to Kakima.
Oh, so you wrote Walking Home after experiencing a similar journey and based it off of what you experienced?
Precisely.
All right, so how did you learn so much about Kenya? Was it from your journey or did you do your research for this specific book?
Well, if I had to be honest, it was partly from the research I've done and partly from my actual journey. I've written enough about matatus that I know just enough of how they work. And I've actually rode on quite a few on my time at Kenya.
Oh, I see. So you've learned a lot from your research, but learned even more from your journey. And you could even make some new friends. Okay, so we have our last question left for you. Where do you get the idea of a brother with his little sister to walk 200 kilometers to Kikima? And how do you think of their characteristics?
Actually, those were from my journey as well. I met a boy named Mutata who was a very kind boy, and I could imagine him doing exactly what Muchaki did in the story, being generous, caring, mature, and serious. In other words, Mutua is where I got the idea of Muchaki from. And I got the idea of Jata from a little girl I met named Josie, who was very similar characteristics. I can imagine her doing the same thing as Jata in Walking Home, as well as Mutua.
Wow, it seems like you learned a lot. You learned how to write everything in Walking Home from your journey. You must have had an amazing time there.
Yeah, it was an amazing experience, and I learned to be truly grateful what I've seen after seeing all those children struggle to survive.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for today's episode, guys. Thanks for watching and thank you for coming, Eric. Be sure to subscribe and I'll see you in the next episode.